Hi everybody, welcome back to Simply You, Be Here, Be Real, Be You with Carly Basham. Thank you all so much for tuning in again, and happy Sunday. I hope you all have had a fabulous week so far. I'm so excited to get into some really good conversation today, and yeah, just thank y'all so much for being here. It truly means the world to have y'all's love and support. Thank you to my team for all of y'all's hard work and effort and time that y'all put into this. Thank you to my support system. You all mean the world to me and more. We're actually going to get into that a little bit more today. So without further ado, welcome back to Simply You. Today's conversation that we're having is personally one of my favorites and something that I am extremely passionate about. It is friendships, specifically your support system and your inner circle. I am a firm believer that you are who you surround yourself with. So if you are surrounding yourself with people who are always late or people who just like to stay stagnant and really don't like to grow or see the world a certain way, your association and your presence around them, it's going to transfer. And I promise you, it is going to affect your life. It is going to affect your lifestyle. And that's something that I honestly wish that I knew and recognized sooner. Just because, yes, I think that we all have a choice at the end of the day of what we do and how we live and who we surround ourselves with. But it can be really hard to see the reality of a situation, especially whenever it comes down to somebody that you truly love and somebody that you care for, especially your friends, right? But sometimes there's just moments of life, times in life, where either you and your friends are just not seeing eye to eye, or you are honestly kind of just going separate ways. You're starting to live different lifestyles, and that's okay. It is okay. It's hard. It's heavy. It can suck sometimes. Part of growing up is letting go of some friendships, right? And I think that nowadays there always has to be some like dramatic fallout between friendships, but honestly, sometimes you both just end up going your separate ways. You both are on just different paths of life, and it's just not in alignment anymore, and that's okay. Kind of on the other side of that, though, I think it is so crucial whenever you do start to prioritize who you are surrounding yourself with, because if you are surrounded by people who motivate you and inspire you and make you better and hold you accountable and really just instill that confidence and belief within yourself, literally the sky is your limit, because once you create that safety net, you are going to be fearless. Oh, I feel like I have to sneeze. Oh, because it's not there. Do you want to know that feeling whenever you're like about to sneeze and then your eyes start to water? And I don't know. Anyways, let's get back into it. Your support system should become your family, whether that is blood or not. Your support system, your circle should be family. They should be people who you would take advice from. They would be people whose lives you either respect or admire. And most importantly, they should be people who you look up to, who you would take advice from, who really influence you in a positive way. If you are surrounded by people who are doing those things, you are going to end up exactly where you are meant to be. Diving into it a little bit deeper, just regarding your circle, it's called a circle for a reason, right? A circle is infinite. A circle is never ending. That is where I think the values of your circle all should be in alignment with each other. They should all be centered around very similar things. And I'm not saying that they all have to be exactly the same, but there needs to be a level of understanding around loyalty, around respect, around accountability and forgiveness and support and unconditional love. If your circle can be centered around especially loyalty, unconditional love, and accountability, if you have those three things as your pillars, the rest is gonna come, right? Because with friendships, like, you're going to be able to have fun with each other. You're going to be able to have those goofy moments and those fun moments. If you are truly creating a circle, a core of your being that is a part of you, you need to make sure that they are ride or dies. But again, to get that, you have to make sure that those are people that are ride or dies to you, right? Because if you aren't applying that pressure, you can't expect them to apply the pressure back to you. That's why just being so selective with who you are surrounding yourself with and who you are choosing to be in your inner circle is so important, because you can't expect people to be ride or dies for you. You can't expect people to show you the loyalty and respect if you don't give them that first. I also think that your circle, they should be the first people, the first ones to step up and show up whenever things get hard. But the people who are able to take a step forward and kind of just overlook all of that scary feelings that come with being supportive, those are the people who you know are down for you, right? Because it's life. Hard times are gonna show up, hard times are gonna happen. Not the people who are just trying to be nosy and figure out what's going on, right? But the people who are genuinely coming to you in those hard moments and trying to add value, trying to be helpful to you in that situation. Those are the people who genuinely see you, hear you, and want to be there for you. So all you have to do at that point is just let them. Your circle should also be the first people to hold yourself accountable, right? Besides yourself, obviously, because you need to hold yourself accountable. But if you are living a life where you are just never holding yourself accountable and you are surrounding yourself by people who are also not holding yourself accountable, you can't expect to get anywhere because at that point, you're either going to stay stagnant or you're going to decrease in life, right? Because you're never going to be growing. You're never going to see the parts of yourself that you either need to work on or fix or kind of challenge a little bit to alter. But that's the beauty, I think, of friendship and really creating your circle is because you should have that level of understanding with one another that one, it should never be personal, and two, if we are ever saying something to each other that is in a way that is trying to be helpful or trying to hold or to try to hold one another like accountable or something, rather than trying to take that personal, instead just recognizing that this person, this friend to me, would never come up to me and say this if it was not from a place of love and sincere support, right? So it's so easy to either take things personally or to try to just avoid confrontation. But in reality, like sometimes, guys, that is just needed. I'm the type of person where I would rather have my own people come up to tell me either something that I could change or make better or just hold me accountable to something that I've either been doing or saying or something like that. I don't know, whatever it is, I would rather have my own circle and my own people be the ones to tell me and be the ones to hold me accountable or be the ones to face that conflict. I think that loyalty is one of the most valuable things that you can have within a relationship, whether that's partnership, friendship, whatever it is. If you all both have the same level of understanding whenever it comes to loyalty, it doesn't matter what you say, it doesn't matter what you go after, what your goals are, what your vision is, none of that matters because you know that my best friend, that my person, that my circle, that my people are going to support me, they're going to love me, they're going to see me for who I am. And just having that safety net behind you, I swear to God, makes you so much more fearless to be able to go after your goals. And that's where I just think that it's so easy to try to face things head on and alone and think that you don't need anybody and really try to find this sense of independence, which, yes, I think it is so crucial and important to find that level of independence within yourself. But y'all, it really does take a village, especially if you want to go somewhere in life, if you want to go somewhere far in life. It takes a village because there was honestly times in my life where I was like, I don't need anybody. Like, I can just do it better on my own. I got this. And I would just try to go full speed ahead. And like, at first it would seem like I was just taking off and that I was in flow, right? That I was going, that the sky was my limit. But then I would get to a point where my gas would run out, where my tank would be empty, and I would look around me and I would look around me and there would be no one there to help fill up my tank with me. That was one of the moments where I was like, I need people. I need my people, especially, to be around me and to support me. It just comes to things I either really want, but I'm just too afraid to have. And pushing away my support system and my people is one of the ways that I self-sabotage a lot. And the day that I finally recognized that, my life changed for the better because whenever things started to get hard, I would recognize myself starting to push away and either not respond to people's texts or calls or not reach out and like even check on my people or let them in or ask for help. And it just got to a point where I just became so frustrated and so drained and exhausted. And I was like, I need them. Like, I need my people. And that's just where, like, I even hear it with my own personal friends too. Sometimes we're like, well, like, I just don't want to bother you and all of that. But fuck that. Fuck that. That is what friends are for. That is what family are for. That is what your support system is for. Whenever you just can't figure out a solution to a problem or you just need to rant or just let shit out, that is what your friends are for. So don't be afraid to go for them, right? I promise you, they are probably going to feel so honored and so special that you are just letting them into your own personal thoughts and rants and problems within this life. It's so important and so crucial, and I think it's honestly one of the best ways to truly grow your friendships That's also something that I really have been trying to work on, is asking for help. For so long, I was just expecting people to read my mind, and then I would get frustrated whenever they weren't stepping up and helping me. And it got to a point where I finally was like, how would they know what I want or what I am expecting help on and with if I'm not even vocalizing that? So then I started to really take the courage and ask for help whenever things started to get hard or overwhelming or frustrating. Instead of trying to bottle it all up and trying to keep it inside, that was whenever I took that step forward and I reached out to my best friends and my family, and I was like, hey, I am struggling. My mind is going 1,000 miles per hour. I feel like I'm gonna lose my shit. Can we just sit and talk it out? And honestly, it's crazy the amount of growth that I have had since I made that change. Kind of just going back to that quote of, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. As soon as I started to make the decision and asking for help rather than trying to take on every single problem head on by myself, the process has felt a little bit slower, but the growth I've had is so much greater. And it is honestly so cool to see, but it's been something that I've been having to adapt to, because I've been so used to just fast paced and what's next and what's next and what's next. But altering this way that I've been trying to go about how I'm living and how I'm facing these small little problems throughout my day-to-day life, it's allowed me to slow down. It's allowed me to sit with problems more. It's allowed me to expand my range and how I'm looking at problems and really just taking in different perspectives, you know, and it's been so crucial, and I've seen so much growth already being done by it. And that's honestly where I really think that you can see who is actually real and who are the friendships, who is your support system that is going to be there for you no matter what. Yes, who are going to show up in the times of needs, in those times of hardships, but honestly, I think it's more important who is going to be there with you right by your side to celebrate you and to celebrate those small wins and your successes. Especially within girls and women, it's so easy to be jealous, show jealousy, or to envy someone's success. And that's just where I really think, that is where I truly think that you can find the people that are really meant for you. Those real, true, genuine people, support systems, friendships, and family that you have, those are the people who are going to make up your circle. Are, yes, the people who lift you up and help you out during those hard times, but also are the people who are there for you during those times of successes, right? Who are there for you to celebrate those small little wins. There's some people out there, unfortunately, who are going to try to climb that mountain with you because you are their only way up to the top. And they see that, they recognize that, they see the potential and value that you have in their life, and they are going to take advantage of that. I think just being aware of the people who seem to be in it for themselves versus the people who are genuinely just trying to lift you up and get you to the top of the mountain, right? Because those people who are in it for themselves, those are going to be the people who, once you've reached the top of that mountain and see that view and finally make it, instead of being happy for you, instead of taking a nice long deep breath and just enjoying that view, they are going to push you off that mountain and they are going to enjoy it for themselves, right? Because again, those are people who live off of jealousy and envy and greed, right? They are not living a life of good morals and values at all. I just think that that's where you can place such value within your circle, and finding people who not only are going to climb the top of the mountain with you, but who's going to stand at the top of that mountain, sit back and enjoy the view with you. That is how you know that you found your right people. I think it's also important, not only finding friends, being able to surround yourself with people who kind of take that load off and just take those bricks off of your chest and allow you just to sit back and laugh and just be a little kid again. We have one life on this earth, and yes, it's going to come with those heavy and hard moments and times, but that's where the balance of life has to even itself out. And I really think that sometimes you can't give yourself that. So finding those people who kind of give that spark to you back out, it's so crucial and it's so special to see. Because I don't know, it's just so much fun to have people who have like the same level of like goofiness with you, and where you just feel like you can be your full self. It doesn't matter how like unhinged, how funny, how it like does not matter what state you are in, they are going to see you and love you and accept you no matter what. Like, I literally think of my best friends both at Texas A&M and Washington State, specifically like my roommates there. We were just the most like unhinged to each other, but it was so much fun. Like, it was like we saw the best parts of each other, but we also saw the worst parts of each other. There was just such a level of comfortability that was created as the foundation throughout our friendships. And now like there's nothing that we can't say or do that's gonna like freak each other out or like scare us away. And that's just where that safety net starts to be created, right? Where it doesn't matter what you say, what you do, what you look like, what you wear, you know that you are going to have that support system and that safety net to fall back on every single time. To me, there is nothing more valuable in life than that safety net. It's so beautiful to see. Also, find people who will just sit in the heaviness of life with you. Like I said, unfortunately, this life is not perfect. There's going to be a lot of hard times and heavy times. There's going to be a lot of uncomfortable experiences and situations that you should not and do not have to go through alone. Who can just sit in silence with you sometimes, who can just sit and let you cry and can let you rant and scream. That's where that vulnerability comes out. Allowing yourself to shut off those layers and just show your support system and your circle your worst parts in those heavy moments. Because during those heavy moments, you can't expect to put up a front. You can't expect to act perfect and strong all the time. You've got to let down your guard sometimes. But whenever you let down your guard, that can be scary. It can be so fearful and frightful. And that's just where I think creating a safety net where once you unleash the mask and show those parts of yourself that maybe even you're afraid of, having people accept those parts of you is just going to be so refreshing and so fulfilling, and it's really going to be helpful to get you out of those heavy times and make you feel less alone. There's just going to be times and moments where it's just too big for one person. It's too heavy for one person. One person is not meant to handle and hold in all of that heaviness that life gave them. So that is where I think your circle and your support system has to come in. And again, it doesn't matter how heavy, how hard, how deep it is. Your support system should allow you to feel safe enough to express it without making you feel like you're bothering them or like it's too much. It should never be too much for the right person. And that goes with partnerships, that goes with friendships, that goes with family, it goes with everything in life. It should never be too much for the right people. I mean, I am so freaking lucky and thankful for the support system and circle that I have in this life, because they truly have seen my darkest, they've heard my heaviest things that I've gone through in this life, that I've just like everything. And the second that I was able to really see that they accepted me, to kind of take off that mask and show them my true colors and what I've experienced throughout this life that isn't always easy to talk about and easy to hear, it created a level of acceptance within myself that what I've gone through, that my experiences, it does not define me. Yes, it is a part of me. It is a part of my story. But there is still so much value to myself outside of those hard moments and outside of those heavy moments. But I wasn't able to see that without my friends and without my family and without my support system. So that's where it is so crucial to have those people who can take off that weight and really just make you believe in yourself a little bit more. On top of having people in this life who can sit in the heaviness with you, I think it's so important to have people who can also dance in the flowers with you too. You know, like who can just let loose and be free with, right? It's so easy to put up this box and to not let yourself just live and be free, especially just with how big of a presence social media has. And I think we're all so afraid of being seen and showing our true sides and just letting ourselves go, right? I think just are trying so hard, honestly, that I think if we all just tried a little bit less and just let ourselves be free and reign free, that's whenever we are truly going to be our most authentic selves. And that's where you're going to have the most fun and just be the most lively. And being surrounded by people who match that level of liveliness and who make you feel free and seen, like it just makes life so much more fun and joyful. Life is about experiencing joy and feeling that joy and laughter and freedom, right? And your circle can give you that. So if you don't feel like you have a lot of freedom in your life, or if you feel like you're just too uptight, or you just aren't kind of letting loose all the time, tap into your circle and let loose with them, right? Because sometimes you just need to feel seen and feel accepted to be able to do it sometimes. And that's where your circle comes into play. We also know that life is all about balance, right? With good comes bad. We can't expect life to be perfect or to look perfect all the time. And that's just where creating a circle that can be your safety net throughout the good and the bad times takes so much pressure off of life, and it takes so much pressure off of the unknown, I really think that that's where anxiety can start to build up, is just because we don't know what's going to happen. There's so much that we don't know and so much uncertainty that lies within the future. It's so scary to go after your goals and your dreams and even to voice them, right? I think also it's so hard sometimes to seek out a vision and to have goals. We all have goals, but just with how society is nowadays and with how big of a presence social media is, and sometimes you need that extra push and that extra nudge. Your circle and your support system can come into play too, right? My biggest piece of advice is to invest in your inner circle. Yes, I think it is important to invest in your sense of self, really to invest in your relationship with yourself, take time to be comfortable with yourself alone. But I also think that the moment that you start to invest in your circle and take seriously the people who you are choosing to have around you, that adds a level of respect that you're bringing to yourself that you never had before, right? Because think about it, if you're just letting whoever be around you and have access to you, you are not setting boundaries and you are just becoming the most accessible person. Not everyone deserves that access to you. Hold yourself to a value, to a standard that people have to match the level. People have to match your energy, right, to be able to get there. Not saying that you need to be looking at people as if they are below you. I don't think that that's right either. Be selective. I think that that is one of the biggest ways to show respect towards yourself and really to add value to the relationship that you have within yourself, is really choosing who you are going to have around your circle. Your circle has such a huge impact on your life, and that's where I really think if you start to invest in it, if you start to take your circle seriously, you are going to see your life take off. That is, your circle is like that foundation, right? Yes, your relationship within yourself is the foundation to your own mind and to your own choices and habits in life that you are putting out. But with that, if you get control over the accessibility that people have on you and with you, you are literally going to reach so much more than you ever thought that you could. I am super fortunate to have a circle and be surrounded by people who are genuinely beautiful from the inside out. They are some of the most supportive, loyal, driven, and admirable people that I have met in this life, and I honestly don't know how I got so lucky to be surrounded by them. They are people who ignite a spark in me that honestly goes out whenever they are not there. They just bring a level of energy and life to me that I truthfully did not know I had until I met them. I'm just so grateful to have them. I would not be here without them, truly, Mike, and I mean that sincerely. And yeah, they are just all one of a kind. They are so unique in their own way, and I absolutely love it. They show up for me day in and day out. It doesn't matter how big, how small, how good, how bad the situation is. My circle is going to show up, and they are going to show out, and that is a fact. They have proven that to me over and over again, and that's honestly been something that has, it honestly just makes me go 10 times harder every single day, because just knowing that I'm surrounded and I'm backed up behind such a powerful group of women and people is so inspiring, and it's so motivating, and it just adds such a spark in me that just drives me and just wants to go so hard. So I'm just so thankful for them, because they're awesome and they're all so badass. Going off of that too, my support system are the people who hold me the most accountable, and for that I am so, so thankful. Between my family, my mom holds me accountable. It's insane, but I love it, to be honest, because I would not get done half of the stuff that I did without her. It's just like small stuff like that that I appreciate so much. And even just throughout this podcast journey and trying to get it up and running, and just because, again, it took a full year for this podcast to finally be completed and for the vision to officially be sought out, but throughout that process, it was honestly so hard. And there was truthfully a lot of times where I was like, I'm done with this. Like, fuck this. I'm just going to give up on it. Like, no one's going to listen to me. It's just going to be stupid. It's like all of these negative things, right? Which, yes, I think that those thoughts come within the journey, but that's where having a support system that you can fall back on whenever you start to think that way is crucial, right? So whenever I was starting this process and getting into the podcast journey, one of my bestest friends, she literally had me write down my goals for every single week and every single month. She was like, make a shared notes page and send it to me. And we would have a conversation weekly, monthly, making sure that I was staying on track with my goals, making sure that I was completing everything, and really just keeping that belief that this was going to happen and that I was going to seek out this podcast all the way through. And it's just small stuff like that. I think, like, if it weren't for her holding me accountable and being like, send me your goals, let's go, like, let's talk about them together, like, that is so rare, y'all. And that's just where, like, my support system and my circle truly is some of the rarest and best people of my entire life. Because, I mean, where else are you going to find a best friend who is going to have you write out your goals, send them to her, make a collaborative notes page, and talk about them to make sure that you're staying on track? Like, that showed me that Maddie believed in me so much. She was not only telling me that, but she was holding me to a standard to make sure that I completed this and sought it through. She believed in my vision. She believed in myself and my voice so much that she felt the need to hold me accountable. And it's just like characteristics like that to me shows so much loyalty and so much support and love. And I haven't had friendships like that all the time. It's taken me a while to get here, but I think that once you do have friendships like that, who, yes, can celebrate your success, and yes, who can be there and sit with you during the heavy moments too, but also who can hold you accountable, like, oh, it gives me chills thinking about, because it's so rare and it's so admirable. Like, that is the true meaning and definition of friendship. Friendship is showing up when things get heavy. It's just so special, and it's so beautiful to see, and it's so beautiful to feel. And we all deserve to be surrounded by people who believe in our potential and can see past where we're at right now, but also who accept where we're at right now too. Or just like, even every single time I post, because I've gone back and forth with wanting to be consistent with posting and wanting to not be consistent, just because, I don't know, it's so scary for literally no reason at all. Every single time that I post, my best friends will always be the first people to comment. They'll always be the first people to like text me and be like, your post was so cute. And it seems small, it seems silly, but just having their backing behind something as small as posting on social media, having their support, having their love, and seeing that they are proud of me and seeing that they are proud and like showing me off too, like, it just feels so good. It's just friendships like those that truly make me believe in the values that come and the foundations that you set within friendships, right? If you set a foundation within your friendships of loyalty, of admiration, of gratitude, right? Celebrating each other's successes rather than being jealous. If your friendship centers around pushing each other to make it to your highest achievable goals, that is where you are going to reach your highest self, because you are surrounding yourself by people who are thinking like you and who are investing in yourself as much as you are investing in them. I think it's so important to surround yourself with people who you would take advice from too. That is where that level of respect, I think, plays such a huge role within friendship. Because if you are not able to go to your friends in times of need, or if you don't trust the advice that they are giving you, probably not the right friends for you, just being honest. I think really placing value on who we're surrounding ourselves with, making sure that they're people who we feel confident enough to take advice from, who inspire us to go after our goals, and who unlock maybe some more of our creativity that we've been hiding away. Making sure that the conversations that you are having are valuable, are making you maybe challenge your mindset a little bit and think outside the box, or brings you different perspectives, brings you better confidence within yourself or more clarity throughout a situation, right? Like, that is what friendship and your people in circle, that's what you should be gaining from them, right? And in return, you should be giving them the same exact thing. If you aren't feeling that, if you are leaving hanging out with your friends or with your people just feeling drained or feeling like your cup is completely empty, you might be hanging out with the wrong people. Because like, every single time that I leave my friends, I feel like I have enough life in me to run like a 5K marathon or to do like a fucking Ironman, just because they give me so much life and so much energy and passion. But again, it was not always like that for me. Like, I used to have friends where I would leave hanging out with them just feeling completely drained because they just sucked the life out of me, right? They never gave me anything in return. So just finding people and being super self-aware with how you are feeling after you hang out with somebody is so important, right? Because how you feel after you finish talking with somebody or after you are finished hanging out with somebody, it tells so much. It tells a story, right? And it really shows you if they are adding anything to your life. Because if they are, you are going to leave feeling refreshed or motivated or inspired or confident. You are going to be feeling different but in a positive way. Vice versa, if they are not adding anything to your life, if you are leaving feeling drained or tired or stressed or anxious or overwhelmed, something's probably not right there. You all probably aren't in alignment. It's probably just not, you all probably just aren't meant for each other, right? And again, that's okay. But so I think really just placing emphasis on how your people make you feel. Do they make you feel motivated? Do they make you feel inspired? Do they make you feel confident and supported and loved? Or do they make you feel bad? And yeah, just bad, period. If they make you feel bad, they are not your people. My friends and I are probably the most ridiculous people with how much that we like support each other and hype each other up. Like, we will send each other like 6-minute voice memos going in depth about how good each other looks. And it's like the realest thing ever. It's insane. But we like love doing it. I just think finding people who genuinely love to support you and hype you up and be honestly your number one supporters, like your family, your friends, should be your number one fan, should be your number one supporters. Like, I and my best friends, number one fans. Like, I am going to be the first one all up in their page, reposting their pictures, reposting everything, checking up on them, calling them. Like, I want to know what they're doing. I'm checking their locations. I am their fan. And I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it. I am the number one fan. But if you are surrounded by people who make you feel like you're less than or make you feel like you're doing too much, those are not your people, okay? You should be surrounded by people who make you want to be even more than what you are, right? Who make you want to go harder or come outside of your comfort zone a little bit and test the waters, right? Because that means that they are giving you the confidence to reach goals that you never had the courage to reach. That means that they are giving you that nudge, that push to go after everything that you want, that maybe you just didn't have the courage or support to go after. And that's what's so beautiful about friendship and about having a good set in stone support system, is because, again, they are the key to, I think, success. They are the key to having a happy life. Being supported, having a safety net, is what is going to hold you back and launch you to your goals and your dreams in this life. Most importantly, get yourself friends and a support system who go as hard for you as you do for them, who make you feel seen, who make you feel heard, who make you feel good, who you can laugh with, who you can dance and run in the flowers with, but also who you can maybe sit and just be, you know, who can sit in the silence, sit in the rain. Just setting that foundation to carry over into our lives is so important and so crucial. And once you master that level of friendship, it's just going to take off, and you are going to be able to live and experience this life together, living the same way, thinking the same way, and it's going to enhance every single experience that comes your way. And it's so much fun. Like, seriously, it's so much fun. And I didn't touch on this, but it's so important to find friends and be surrounded by your support system who bring out the best in you, right? If you are surrounded by friends who are making you second guess what you're wearing or what you look like or what you're saying, your music taste or what you're eating or how you're living or like whatever it is, those are not your people. You should be surrounded by people who make you feel your absolute best, who bring you that confidence, who make you think that you are the queen of the world, right? Like, I hold my friends up on a pedestal. Like, I think they are the most beautiful, confident, courageous, selfless women that has ever walked on this earth. I am obsessed with them. I admire them so much. That is how we should all look and value our friendships, right? And I know that they equally view myself as something similar, right? But just finding those friendships, finding those people and relationships that make you feel your best, make you feel like you can be your goofiest self, make you feel like you can say your unhinged comments and, you know, stem out a little bit and dance, you know, like whatever you want to do in this world, whatever you want to say, however you want to dress or look or be, your friend should be your number one supporters of that through and through. they should be the ones who are giving you the confidence. If you want to wear a new outfit but you're scared, if you want to post something but you're just nervous for what people are going to think of you, whatever it is that you are maybe afraid of or are hesitating to do or go after, that is where your friends should be making you feel your best just to be able to go after it, right? There should be no doubt in your mind that you are not capable of achieving, of accomplishing, of getting to where you want to be, because you are surrounded by people who are giving you that confidence, who are giving you that passion and that inspiration, that drive to go after it. And again, that is how crucial your support system, your circle, your best friends are within your life, is having those people who are instilling that within your brain, where then it isn't something that you are even having to question or doubt. It is just something that is instilled. It is something that is standard within your circle. It is something that you all uphold, as you all uphold the standard of being confident, of being open-minded, of being selfless, of being driven, of being creative, of holding each other accountable, right? Like, if that is the standard that you all are setting, eventually those habits that your friends are giving you, those that confidence, that drive that your friendships are giving you, it's going to instill into your being, into your core being, so that whenever you aren't even around your friends, you're still going to have those habits and those tendencies and those and that way of thinking to carry you through life. So yeah, friendship is so important. I am beyond lucky to have the best girlfriends ever. I would not be here without them. This would not have been possible without them. So just thank you all so much for your constant support and love. I could honestly talk about friendship and my friends forever. We are definitely going to get into it a little bit more down the road too. But I just thought that this was a really good introduction to the value of friendship, the value of your circle, and all the ways that they can impact your life. So I hope you all enjoyed it. I know I for sure did. This is one of my favorite topics and conversations to speak on. I hope you all enjoyed. I hope you all have a kick-ass week. This week, I challenge you all just to give back to your all's friends and your all's circle a little bit. Tell them how much that they mean to you, how much that you value them, that you support them and love them, just because it never hurts to express that, you know, play such a huge role within your life, and they have so much impact in your growth and in your journey of life. So let's just not forget to give back to our people. It's so important to make sure that they know how much that you love them, that you value them as well. Never forget to show up for those people, right? Again, you can't expect people to show up and show out for you and bring that level of respect and loyalty and accountability and support and love to you if you are not giving it back to them. So if anything, you should be the leader in that. You should be the one that is setting the tone, setting the standard for how much you and your friends, how much you and your circle are being there for each other. If you can set the tone and pave the way for that, enjoy and celebrate and experience all of the greatness that life has to bring. And if you are able to create a life centered around experiencing the best of the best all together with your circle, it's going to make those moments from good to great and so, so valuable. I hope you all enjoyed this week's episode. I cannot wait to talk again with y'all next Sunday. Remember to give thanks and give back to your people. I'm so thankful for each and one of you guys. Thank y'all so much for tuning in, and I will see y'all next week on Simply You. Be here, be real, be you with Carly Basham. Bye, guys.